Always wanted to do that.
Samantha.
You're going to foul monkeys.
Yeah, it would.
That's so gross. Well, we're totally like getting high. Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
And Nicole.
This is episode 161. I thought I'd play an old intro of when Samantha was like co-host for like 5 seconds.
That was very old.
Talk louder, please.
That was very old.
Oh, yeah. See, that's called overmodulation.
Sorry.
So, we went to have dinner, and Nicole has a story that I'm going to like, betch.
It's not that bad or that big of a deal.
No, it's good for you, not for me. After I chose the table that we were going to sit at, you stole the prize from me.
Okay. So
we ready? Okay.
We go to Chili's and the lady started to sit us at this one table and Ricky was like, no, I want the big booth. Can we sit over there? And she was like, all right. So we moved. And as we were going to sit down, I saw like a little gift card on the back of the seat where I was going to sit. And I was like, cool. I wonder if there's anything on here. He was like, I don't know. So I sat it off to the side and we ordered and we ate dinner. When the waitress brought our checks over, I got my cash out and was going to pay with that. And then I saw the gift card and I was like, oh yeah, I forgot. So she came back and I was like, here, use this. I don't know if there's anything still on it. Cause totally,
bitch.
I found it.
No. The reason you found it is because I decided to go from one booth to the bigger booth.
That does not matter. It does matter.
And I actually held it in my hand on my side.
But
I should have kept that shit.
But you didn't.
I should have kept that
anyway,
shit.
Anyway, since Ricky didn't keep that shit. So I give the card to the lady and I was like, I don't know if there's anything on there. And she was like, all right. So she's gone for like a long time. And I was like, what is taking so long? And then this other lady comes back and she was like, oh, well, the girl gave me 5 checks all at once and I confused them and swiped the gift card.
I'm not good at math.
So swiped the gift
Obviously,
card.
You're not good at washing your hair either.
Ooh, dist. So she swiped it on another check and she was like, yeah, there was $20 on here. And I was like, really? Sweet. Because, you know, I found it. And she goes, so can I just buy that from you? Because the computer is locked and it won't let me, you know, clear out or whatever since I ran it on a different table. And I was like, okay. So to start off at the night, I had $14 in cash in my wallet. And now I have 20 plus 14. Or wait, 20 plus 12 because I gave $2 tip.
I fucking hate you, so, bitch. I hate
I got
you.
A free meal, basically.
Me.
And $20.
I hate you.
It's a sign. My
Cher hates you too.
My birthday. Bitch. My birthday's in 6 days. That's my early birthday present.
Whatever.
From
it's
Ricky
for me.
To me.
Thank you. And what did your dad tell you on the phone?
That girls are all money hungry and greedy.
And that would be true.
No, I'm not money hungry.
Oh,
and
you're
greedy.
Not. So then you probably would give me that $20 if you're not money hungry or greedy.
No, because I found it.
No.
Finders, keepers,
biatch. Well, if you're not money hungry, then you would give it to me. Because money doesn't matter to you.
That's not what money hungry means.
Oh,
that just
doesn't
mean I want money all the time. When I have it, I like it. And I'm not giving it away.
That's what she said.
That's money normal. Thank you very much.
So, Nicole's made a few old references to me the past couple of days. Like today.
What else is new?
We were talking about how we had to take our test for our work, for our job, to get a job there. And she's like, oh, wait, let's just recreate the conversation
okay.
again.
You asked me who...
All right, imagine we're drinking Cokes, having queso dip, and looking
you
at boys.
You had queso dip. I didn't have
And
any.
Looking at boys.
Yes, there weren't that many.
No, not really.
But I was telling him that this lady, Debbie, interviewed me. And then I said, who
we
interviewed
have to
you?
Keep her name out. We don't use real names from people that we work with.
Okay. Well, you can beep it up. Anyway.
Let me write that down.
Every time I'm here, you have to beep something out. Why? I just
okay,
can't win.
Go ahead.
Anyway, so
we'll just call her Tina.
All right. So Tina interviewed both of us. And I was like, I said, oh, well, when I took that computer test, I totally thought I failed because I had, there was stuff on there I had never seen. And I was like, how do you do this? I don't know. And then Ricky said,
well, I thought I'd done bad too, but done bad. I thought I did bad too because I didn't even do the access test.
And I said,
and I was like, they didn't even have access.
And I said, I thought you had to take your test on an abacus. I can't talk.
Fucked up your joke.
Abacus.
And then I said, no, my joke was, or my my test was on the position of the stars. And I failed because they had moved since the last time I looked
up. You took the constellation test.
And won the consolation prize.
You did. You totally did.
So, okay, 5 minutes, we're done. Bye.
That prize was me.
Oh, that's not a prize. That's a burden.
Kind of like your liver spots. I love spur of the moment ageduses. They're awesome.
Such a bitch. You're such a bitch.
Now, be honest. If I wasn't here to make fun of your age, you would be sad. You would totally cry and be upset every day.
That's true.
See? Enjoy them.
Actually, I wanted to go into detail a little bit about just Herb and I's situation. Well, I don't want to go into detail, but I just want to say that thank you for all the emails and the notes and the Twitters and the text messages that everyone sent me. It was really comforting to know that, you know, outside of my real friends, real life friends, that I have a lot of people out there that care. And I really appreciate it, and it made me smile a lot. So thank you, everybody. And it also made me feel better at work, so Nicole didn't have to see me cry.
Yes, because that was interesting.
So we have a comment from a listener on a website that I belong to. He says, your friend Nicole sounds like a girl I used to know who does voiceovers for radio ads.
Cool.
You have a nice voice, too. I'm listening to the 5-6 podcast with the movie reviews. This one is fun. It's holding my attention. Have you two tried DJing, like guest hosting on a show on WMNF? You have to pay them to do it, but that's your donation to the station.
We should totally do that. Who suggested that?
I don't want to say his name because I don't know if he wants me to say.
Oh, well.
But
whoever you are. Awesome idea. We should totally.
But I don't think we could do it because we can't curse or anything. So it would be hard for me not to remember.
Oh, yeah.
There's like 7 words or something you can't say.
The FCC would come down hard on them if we were there. They'd be like,
they're fired.
They're banned from the radio. Forever.
You're getting sued like Janet Jackson.
Nip slip.
Don't touch the mic cord, please. Thanks.
Yes, sir. Aggressive.
So, yes, we have a new Frapper Mapper, Bjorn. I don't know if he's new or he just got a new picture. Oh. I can't tell.
You can't tell?
I can't tell.
Oh. I wouldn't know at all.
I think that's the only new person we have. Let's
see. Hi, Bjorn. Welcome.
Welcome, Bjorn.
And if you have
been
here before. Muchas
gracias.
Hi. Again.
That's Sky. He's been on there a long time.
Was that Batman and Robin kissing?
Yep. Hot, isn't it?
Ambiguously gay duo. On SNL? Oh, I love
that.
Oh,
we have
funny.
Melanie from Plano, Texas. She's actually another podcaster. She has a podcast called Don't Quit Your Day Job podcast. You should check that out. It's really funny.
Hi, Melanie.
Oh, we do have a new one. South Bear from Birmingham, Alabama. Thank you for joining.
Hello.
Oh, I think we have a lot of new people.
Down south. Birmingham, Alabama.
No, some of these people
are old, not new. Well, sorry, not old like Ricky, not, but
me.
Old that you've been on here for a while.
Me. There's actually a lot of people that are on here. Maybe in the next couple of shows, I'll have to rename, you know, say some more of their names because I really appreciate you guys. I would give every one of you a blowjob and some cunning lingus if I needed to. Did I use that word right?
Conilingus, I think. Connie? I don't know how it is. I just call it oral sex.
I just call it like it is, y'all.
Your mouth on my genitalia. Ew. That sounds dirtier that way.
I know. And it sounds gross. But, so,
Same thing.
Difference. What did we do today? Oh, yesterday when we had our training, and I remember we were talking about people, and we said the exact same thing at the same time. We're like twins.
What did we say, though? It was about something, obviously. We can never remember what we talked about. Never.
We need to write this shit down.
We should just carry notebooks.
Yes. Or recorders.
Yes. I'll be awesome like that.
I'm thinking about getting one of those flip cameras that every other podcaster has out in the world. And it's a flip camera, and you flip it, and you record.
Is that why it's called a flip camera?
It's probably why it's called a flip camera.
Oh, cool.
So I was thinking that sometimes when we're like out eating or whatever, we can like have a conversation. We can
record
it. Yeah.
And put it up.
And put it up.
Yes! Get one.
You'll be famous.
I already am.
I can get one at Blockbuster, actually.
See? And I have to totally go there tonight.
Well,
to return this movie.
We will see, said the blind man with the white mice.
Okie dokie.
We have some phone calls.
Let's hear them.
All right, here's our first call. Here we go.
I'm always afraid to hear these.
I always want to have a long-time listener, first-time caller call.
Something smells like it's burning in here. Do you smell it?
I don't know, but my nose has been stopped up for like 4 weeks now.
Go and to the doctor. Or get a nose spray thing. Do you like my gesture? That's the international sign.
We have international signs. Like every time we use our hands to talk something, I go, oh, is that the international sign for the...
I am a total hand talker. I'm sorry. As I'm doing it right now, but no one can see. But
they will with a flip camera.
This is true. Oh. Bumped my nose on the microphone.
At least it's the microphone. Oh, are we rapping tonight?
I busted out.
Just bust a groove. Oh, it's move. I never have the
You're
right words.
You're aging yourself again. Bust a groove.
Because you want it. You got it.
Yes.
You want it, baby.
Hey, I bet you left that list of CDs that I went
I
at
did
work.
It at home.
And you totally put your stuff on it. So
I
you would.
No, I'm suck. Stupid. I'm old.
Because your Alzheimer's kicking it. Play the calls.
Nicola. No, I'm just kidding. This is Brad Knoxville. No, Nicole, I don't think you're a skank at all. I was teasing. I'm a fairly good person and would never call someone a skank, even if they deserved it. That's Ricky. At least I'd hope he would attest to that. No, great show. I guess I'll ask you a generic question then, Nicole.
My question.
Favorite food, like it would be your version of food porn. What is your favorite food that if you had to... You couldn't eat anything else. You had to eat this for the rest of your life. What would it be? And, Ricky, you know that thing I was talking to you about? I'm going to send you a text here in a moment and talk to you about it some more. But keep up the work. You guys are hilarious. I have laughed all morning. And I really did it kind of to take up for Ricky because you are pretty much slamming him down on the ground and pooting on his face. But considering that last episode, he pretty much pooted it all over you. So, yeah. I don't think I need to take it for him anymore. I'll try to get you a gas mask. All right. Bye.
First of all, Brad, I want to say thank you for sending me that text message of your penis. I've seen it before, but in real life. But thanks again.
Dang.
No, just kidding.
Where's my text message? I'm jealous.
He's text message breaking up with you.
What?
Have you ever heard that song, Text Message Breakup, by Kelly?
Oh, I've heard of it, but I've not heard. Don't play it.
Oh, is this not my show anymore?
But I knew you were going to play it. Immediately.
So what's your...
First of all...
Oh!
Ah, twins! And this one's recorded, so we'll know. Yes. Ow. But first of all, I wanted to say thanks for not thinking that I'm a skank.
In a few minutes.
Okay. There was some dead air there. That's against foam pro rules.
Yes,
remember
it is.
Foam or frone pro.
Or frone pro.
If you're Ricky. Thanks for, you know, not thinking that I'm a skank. I appreciate that. Because I'm really not, honestly.
Oh. Do we need...
Anyway.
To talk.
And the second thing I want to say, my favorite food, if I had to eat it every day for the rest of my life, my food porn, as you called it, which... Great name.
Let me tell you what food porn's from. It's from a podcast called We're Mean Because You're Stupid.
No.
And they're always talking about food because they love food. They're always trying to lose weight and whatever. Mm-hmm. Especially Fairy Princess Holly. Because okay. she's like, I walked 10 miles today, but I ate 5 gallons of ice cream.
Defeats the purpose, I believe.
But they call it food porn. They're always talking about food.
So. Oh, well, my food porn would be pizza.
What kind of pizza?
I like pretty much all pizza, but my favorite is the Supreme. No olives, but everything else is good.
So would you have pizza with like organic cheese on it?
If you're being nasty, the answer is no.
I showed you that video, right?
Yes.
That's
so the
organic
answer
cheese.
Is definitely a no. Definitely. Gross.
All right. Next call. We only had two calls. People, give us a call. 206-984-FOWL. And also, Nicole wanted to talk about what she was supposed to be getting in the post office box, which there might be something there, but I haven't checked it. So
because Ricky sucks.
If you ever send anything to our post office box, please make sure you let me know, because it's like all the way in the ghetto and I'm scared.
Every day I say, did you go check the post office box?
No, I forgot.
Every day it's the same answer, but people, do this. Send unusual items to the post office box, and especially underwear. Clean ones only, no thongs. Especially
she's specific.
Because no I
will can they be old underwear but washed?
They have to prove that they're washed. They have to come like in a vacuum sealed bag and smell of like, you know,
Tide.
Yes, detergent.
Who's going to be the tester to smell it?
You are.
No.
We'll let my dog smell it.
Your brother.
He won't smell anybody's underwear.
Your sister.
She wouldn't do it either. We'll let my dog smell it. If he recoils and passes out dead, then we'll know they're not clean. But if you send underwear, I will take a picture in the underwear.
Of her wearing them, topless.
Yes. No.
Oh. We could star your boobs out. Like Girls Gone Wild.
Gee, thanks, Joe Francis. No, I will just take a picture in the underwear. But, well, I don't want to say.
You know what we could do? What? We could have you take a picture of your underwear and then put like red dye in the front of it, like you're on your period.
Ew, why would anybody want to see that?
Because it's hot. Brittany did it.
Brittany's a skank. I totally saw that picture. Yeah. Disgusting. But yeah, send underwear. And also I said last time, dildos. Only send them if they're in the box and unused. I don't want anybody's used up dildo.
What if they did put it in the dishwasher first?
No, because I know where it's been, and I don't want that. But oh, I just think it's send the funny. Most random item you can think of, and if you send me something I think it's totally random.
She'll send you something back.
Yes, I totally will.
And she's good at that, too.
I'm queen of random.
So here's the next phone call.
Ricky, this is Freddie. I wanted to call and let you know that I have never been called hot and gangsta in the same breath. In fact, I don't even know if I've ever been called hot. I know I've been called gangsta, but never both at the same time. Your show cracked me up. Keep your new co-host. She's wonderful. Bye.
Yes, Freddie. That made my nipples hard. Let me see Freddie. How are we calling him hot and gangster? I don't
remember.
Remember
we were looking
him.
On the frapper map, and I was like, ooh, he's kind of hot and gangster.
Yeah, but I don't remember. If I see him, it can refresh my memory.
Let's pull him back up.
Let's.
Come we on, sang Freddie. A lot today.
We always do.
Oh, I think Freddie's been... There he is. Remember? He's all gangsta.
Oh, yeah. It looks like he's rubbing his nipples or flashing gang signs. Yeah. Whichever.
Or he has severe arthritis.
Cerebral palsy.
Oh, too soon.
I totally, when I was little, used to be scared of people in wheelchairs.
Please.
I did. When I was little, the worst memory of that is my aunt came down from Indiana.
We're going to hell so hard.
I was little. When you're little, you have irrational fears. But she came down from Indiana to visit, and she took me and my brother to see the Lion King. And she took us to Pizza Hut beforehand. And as we were coming in, they had, like, you know how restaurants have the ramp for those on the wheelchairs? A lady was coming out, and I was, like, terrified. I, like, ran to the other side of my aunt, and I was like, oh, I'm scared. They just freaked me out. I don't know why. Now I'm just like, hey, whatever. But then I was terrified of them. Like dogs. I was so scared of dogs, too. But now my puppy sleeps in my bed. and cuddles. I love him.
You know, I was actually alive before they had ramps and handicap stalls.
Back then, people with disabilities were like lepers and sent to colonies on other countries.
Like Australia and the tip of Africa. I stole that from the PNS explosion.
Where the prisons were.
We just got another comment. The podcast about farts, episode 160, was my favorite. I can't believe you almost killed your friend with your gas. I was fucking dying here. Loved every minute of it. By far the best one on there.
Yes. Your gas came in handy. Who knew? No, you guys. It was horrible.
It was not that bad.
Oh, my God. You're full of shit. Literally, it stunk so bad.
It could have been worse.
How? Unless
I could have shit on your face.
If an actual dead body had fallen out of your ass, I would not have been surprised. It stunk that bad. If a corpse just hit the ground, then I would not have been shocked.
Oh, did you hear about that girl that killed that baby that was in
the
Lakeland?
Stupid bitch whore, and hope she dies.
Why don't you tell us how you really feel?
Baby killers all need to die in the way that they killed their baby. Lord, gonna cut her up and leave her in a dumpster.
I don't think she cut her baby.
She may as well.
Why
have.
Are you laughing if it's not funny?
Because you're laughing and it's making me laugh. Stop! Baby death is bad. Gonna spew my soda. But no, seriously, she's a bitch and she needs
that. Was bad
to die.
But it was the case was 2 years old and they finally found her.
I know, see, and she's been hiding out this whole time. Stupid whorebag bitch. She probably got pregnant on some friggin' one night stand or something, and she's like, screw this, I want a baby. So then she just has the baby and throws it in a dang trash can. No, we should run her over with a big semi truck 6 times. Back up and go forward.
I thought you said kill her in the same way that she killed the baby.
No, she needs pain. Running her over with a semi would hurt worse than getting tossed in a dumpster. Even if she was cut up.
Poor baby.
That's a question. Let's talk about how we would kill people. If
I don't want to talk about that because if somebody ends up dead and it's the way I say I'd kill them.
Who's going to end up dead?
I would take your brothers. I would kill someone with an icicle and then everything will melt away.
The evidence would be gone. He's so stupid. This is what my dad said. Okay. This is pretty cool, actually.
Okay. So let's picture it. What kind of movie scene are we on?
You're in the ocean.
In the ocean.
Yes.
On a boat? In a life-saving jacket?
No, no life jacket because you're fixing to be dead.
On an island?
No, you're in the ocean, in the water.
How did you get there?
On a boat. A small, like, dinghy. You're on a dinghy. You're in a dinghy.
I'm on a ding-dang dinghy.
Yeah. You're in the dinghy, and the killer rows you out to sea, and you're still alive. This is the bad part. And he ties your hands together and your legs together, but then, before he gets rid of you, he cuts off your eyelids and throws you in the ocean. So you can't swim, you're sinking, and the salt water is stinging your eyes because you can't close them. That is the bomb way to die.
Ow.
Exactly. That's very malicious.
Vicious.
Did you ever see that movie?
Vicious. Malicious. Vicious. Malicious. We should come up with a cheer and do it. Because you're really good at writing stuff.
Yes, I
am. And then we could do a cheer.
Okay.
Let's do that.
Right now? There's pressure.
Not like right now, but like just think of one that we can do. Just short.
About foul monkeys?
Foul monkeys.
Or whatever.
You need to listen to other podcasts that I listen to because they're funny.
Not as funny as ours, though. I'm biased.
I would think that they're as funny than ours.
No.
I don't even know if anybody listens anymore, actually.
What did I tell you tonight? I'm as awesome as 6 people put together.
You look like 6 people put together. Oh!
Please tell me where there's a camera. Please tell me where there's a camera. It's 6 very small people put together.
Every time someone takes a picture of you, it breaks. Yes.
At least they had photography. When I was born. Yours had to sit for a self-portrait. With Michelangelo.
You're such a whore.
You
I
leave the doors
God.
Wide open. Why?
Like
do you
your
do
vagina
it?
Lips.
Oh.
Roast beef with au jus coming out of it.
That is disgusting.
Ooh, with horsey sauce on it. And when I say horsey sauce, I mean horse cum.
You crossed the line. You totally
I'll walk the line. Walk hard.
This whole people are just gonna why
retarded.
Did they listen to us?
I don't know.
We like just laugh and giggle the whole time. Insult each other constantly. Mainly me to you, but
yeah,
dude, Brad, that was his name, right? I feel bad if I get it wrong. Brad was awesome and he's gonna buy me a gas mask to protect me from you. And he was gonna stick up for you, but then he realized how bad your gas was and he decided
it wasn't that bad.
He's done.
It could have been worse. I told you already.
And I already told you. Only way it could have been worse was if the body had fallen out of your butthole. Butthole
and
is a funny word.
And the head rolled off and the brains just spilled out everywhere.
Mm.
With maggots.
Say this word. It's fun to say. Ready?
Uh-huh.
Bulbous. Say it.
Bulbous.
It's awesome. It makes me laugh every time. The chair is broken.
I'd break too if you sat on me. Mine's not so good.
You do not have the wit of me. Or the tit of me.
No, I can't say that I have the tit of you.
The man boobs.
Why don't you show everybody your third nipple?
If I had one, I would, but I don't have one.
I see it right now. It's in your cleavage. Oh, that's a french fry.
You're so retarded. You're done.
So I have a question for you.
Ask it.
Do you get rashes under your boobies?
Random. Why are you asking me that?
Do you have to put powder under your boobies?
Why are you asking me that?
Because I've seen pictures of like women that have like
big boobs.
They have big boobs, and then when they lift up their breast, it has like pus pockets in it. Totally.
Ew.
For serious.
Well, I have gotten rashes. But it never had pus pockets. That's friggin' disgusting. I chopped my own boob off before I'd let that happen.
We're going under tit rash under Google.
Tit rash?
Let's see if we can find anything.
You have to turn off the safe search. You're of the age where you can look at that if you want to. But it's uncomfortable. It's for bigger breasted women, little ones.
Ew.
Oh my God.
Ew. We have to post that on the...
That cannot be from a rash.
That's a rash.
That's
baby.
Like she had a tumor or something.
That's a rash, baby. We're going to put that on the... I need to give you access to the blog so you can add stuff to our blog.
Yeah, I'll do that.
I will.
Ugh. But that's... no, I've never had anything that horrible.
Let's see. We need
I just get little red bumps. No. Oh, my God. You sound like a doll, like, deflating.
That looks like a doll deflating.
That looks like...
That looks like somebody popped up or opened her breast, took a shit in it, and tried to sew it.
Oh! Ew.
Let's see more breast rashes here.
There's a girl showing her breasts like, look at these babies. They're big. Okay, I have a question. Save that and post it.
Yeah.
Why is she like...
That's not a she. That's a boy.
Oh, I was going to say, why is she like 600 pounds but has no boobs? It makes no sense. Because boobs are just fat, basically. That was gross, man.
I don't see any booby rashes.
Good. That was gross. But yes, baby powder I have in my kit of toiletries for the bathroom.
Uh-huh.
Because I need to rub it on there sometimes. And also, a sign of when your insurance will cover you needing a breast reduction is if your bra straps, like, dig into your shoulders and leave marks.
Mm-hmm.
Or that's a penis, not a breast. Ooh.
What is that?
Ew, looks like she has bugs in there, like larvae.
What is that?
I don't know. It looks like a bullet. Like in Austin Powers, the boob guns.
Oh, a guy did that to a woman.
Jackass.
Ew. Ew.
What does he have on him?
We're posting that.
But what is it?
I don't care.
Ooh.
Ew.
Oh, it's scabies. Yuck. But anyway, if your bra straps...
Is there a problem here?
Dig into your shoulders. Oh, lopsidedness. Or you have discoloration of the skin underneath. That's a sign that insurance will cover a breast reduction.
Ew.
Can we not look at these anymore?
We gotta put that up.
I have boobs and it's scaring me.
That's disgusting.
It makes me want to have like little A cups. A double A. Ew. I'm going to get a reduction.
Oh, there we go.
That looks like my puppy.
There we go.
What is that?
That is a boob rash under her boob.
Mine has never looked that bad. That looks like she got burned.
All right, so we're putting all those under the blog. So we're at 30 minutes, Nicole. Can you believe it?
How does it go so fast?
How does it go by so fast?
Tell me, how am I supposed to live without you? Picture me with a long flowing mullet.
On that note.
You should totally like put a picture of me up so people know what I look like.
I can do that.
Because as of now, I'm just a voice.
And I can
a lovely
also,
voice.
Look, I can also put you on to the web page right here and put your instant messenger name so people can talk to you right here.
Yes, do that too.
You want to do that?
Yes, I'll have so many fans.
You really don't have that many fans.
How do you
I don't
know?
Have that many fans.
They like me better, they all say.
They don't say better, exactly. They just say they like the new co-host, which she's really not a co-host yet. I haven't decided. She's still trying it out.
Sign a petition and send it.
Your mom's a petition.
Anyway.
So you want to end this shit, Sammy?
Maybe if you call me by my correct name, then
I was referring to the show. Oh, what did I say to you at the restaurant? Oh, no, that's racist.
Oh, yeah, don't say that.
Well, I mean...
You'll get hate mail.
Yeah.
Hate you,
You're
racist.
Like, yeah, I totally will get hate mail. Like, totally.
Racist. So
ageist
Nicole,
is okay, but racist does not.
Nicole's going to be taking over the poetry writings for the show for now until I'm not sure when Herb will be back.
I need
back,
to see
so.
Examples of this so I can know, like, an idea.
He has examples.
Okay.
Give examples. Give examples.
Oh, that's my music.
So we have 65 reviews, and remember, if we get 80, you're going to get a picture of Trucker Mike's Jacob's Ladder penis.
He's, like, totally just down with that. He's like, whatever, here,
yeah.
Take a gander.
A gander?
Yes.
He told me I could hold it, too, while I took the picture. That's hot.
Isn't he straight?
Yeah.
But he wants you to hold
his...
penis
he's
and,
open with his masculinity.
And look at his Jacob's Ladder.
Mm-hmm. And then if we get 100, we're going to have Brett's, you know Brett.
Yeah.
We're going to have
cute.
Brett and Trucker Mike's penises touching together. And we're going to have them dock each other. Do you know what that means?
I heard, what's his face on Monster Rain talking about that? Jim Norton. Oh my God. He said he bailed out of the conversation before he found out what exactly they do, but he heard the first part and he was like, it's pretty awesome. Guys can do that. Gay guys are awesome. And then he was like, but then I left. What is it exactly? I know one guy has to be uncircumcised.
Yes, which I don't know if one of them or not. But
I don't know
we'll,
either.
We'll pretend that they are, and then we'll Photoshop skin over it. But it's hot. when an uncut guy...
Puts his against
a cut guy, and the cut guy docks into inside the skin of the...
But then what do? They just stand there
it's
or
like
lay
scissoring.
There?
Scissoring. It's nothing.
Scissoring.
You know wow. When you scissor your mom like that.
You are so dead tonight. Just watch. The next podcast will be just me because Ricky will be dead in a dumpster.
Hi, welcome to Nicole's show.
I totally don't sound like that.
So do the intro of how your show would be. Like, how would you do your intro?
I don't know.
Do it.
I don't like the pressure.
You already have it planned.
Honestly, I don't. I have no idea.
Mm. Okay. So give us a call at 206-984-FOUL. Email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com. Go visit us at our MySpace page.
Send things to the P.O. Box. Random,
P.O.
unusual
Box,
items.
725 Lakeland, Florida, 33802.
Dos.
Leave us a review on iTunes to get a picture of Trucker Mike's Jacob's Ladder penis.
If you really want to see that.
We need 80. We're at 65. We need 15 more. Just 15.
Can I leave one?
Yeah. Do you have iTunes?
No.
Well, have iTunes.
Just
but you
kidding.
Can sign up. You can sign up for iTunes and not use it.
What's the point?
You can leave a review.
But I can leave one.
And then you can help everybody else out that wants to see Trucker Mike's penis. And Trucker Mike is like a cub. He's cute.
Does he have a big penis? Do you know?
I don't know. We'll have to find out.
I kind of want to see.
I know you do. You thought he was going to be here tonight.
I did. I was going to ask him just for a sneak preview. Be like, hey, let me get a look at that. That way I could
but
say,
you
guys
can't even see it
totally...
because you have not left a review.
I'll leave him a review, all right. A personal review.
Oh.
All only right, if he so covers his tattoo up.
We're out of here.
Bye. I'll miss you guys.
This is Ricky.
And Nicole.
And we'll talk to you later.
Bye.
Maybe.
We're still here. Just kidding.
We're trying to close the show.
They want us and to keep going.
This is Corey hosting the Foul Monkeys with the two bestest gay guys ever.
Nice.
Yay!
I want to do an intro. Or outro. I'll be awesome.
Oh, we can do an outro for you.
Yeah, let's.
No. Bye.
Bye. Upsetting.
Okay.
Are we done?
Yeah.